knew that when you Googled the term protest, at least this week, you would see a picture of someone smashing into a window and stealing a team jersey? Wow, America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalegi.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest this hour is Matt Rausch, the senior critic of TV Guide magazine. Ah, yes, the new TV season, it is here. There will be some hits. There will be plenty and plenty of misses, and we will talk about it all with Matt Rausch. Then it'll be On the Mark with Mark Leonard. And yes, today is Mark's second anniversary on the show. And we will talk about that a little. And this week, Mark is talking about the film Hell or High Water. Then we will talk about a report that aired on New York City News Radio, the number one media market in the world. It's a guy named John Montone, works for radio station WINS, known as 1010 Winds in the big city. There was a story in New York over the past couple of weeks of some lunatics going around setting women's shirts ablaze as they walked down the street. Mr. Montone, in his report, decided to use the phrase Saturday night's all right for lightin', the Elton John song, because these things happened on Saturday, and because for some reason Mr. Montone thinks he's a comedian when talking about women being set on fire in broad daylight. We will have that story. And then Cara DeFalco will make her debut on the program. Very happy to have Cara here. We will talk about Cara's Cucina, and we will also talk about ways to feel less busy, which may be impossible for both Ms. DeFalco and for me. We start things off this week with what we witnessed in specifically Charlotte this week. What a disturbing situation on so many levels. All started with the shooting of a black man by police officers. We have been through this before. It is something that definitely needs to be addressed in this country, again, on many different levels. But what is the appropriate response? What is the measured response to this? I'm going to talk specifically about Tuesday and Wednesday evenings in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina. We saw protests, and that is the key word here, protests that did start peacefully, a march, people concerned, people wanting change, people wanting to understand what is going on, and people wanting others to understand how they feel about things. Fine. Constitutionally protected, your God-given and your government-given right to get out there and let your voice be heard. But as the night grew longer and as the hour grew later, these protests became riots. And you would watch on CNN and MSNBC and Fox News. There were images of news reporters being attacked on camera. I watched Ed Lavandera of CNN take a shoulder check from some guy running by. You know, and Ed doesn't look like the healthiest guy in the world, and it took him a few minutes to get up. There were reports of NBC journalists being injured and taken to the hospital. There was one report that a photojournalist was being grabbed and was going to be thrown in a flaming barrel garbage can until a policeman came by and put an end to that. Tuesday night, people breaking into a Walmart and stealing things. The Charlotte Hornets team store being completely destroyed. I don't understand this. You as a citizen are upset that someone was shot by police. So you feel that a good way to express this is to then go downtown, break into a store at Time Warner Arena or whatever they call it, and steal an NBA jersey and a pair of shoes. What's the correlation there? I do not understand that. And the media really tried not to call these riots. It's unrest. There were people smashing their way into the Omni Hotel in the center of Charlotte, North Carolina, a Hampton Inn. They had to take all the chairs in the lobby and the breakfast area there and pile them up on the door to keep people from breaking into the hotel. There were people kicking their way into apartments. Home invasions. These are crimes. How is this justified by anything? Yes, we have a serious problem in this country with cops that have very itchy trigger fingers. We also have many other problems in this country that we really need to address and not avoid talking about. Stay with us. Matt Rausch is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalegi.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's more addictive than cigarettes, alcohol, and coffee? Technology.
A recent survey shows only 3% of people on vacation didn't check their email. Stuart Hughes, writing for the BBC, talks about his digital detox. It wasn't by choice. On vacation, deep in the woods in Canada, he found himself unable to get internet service.
3 long days later, he made a startling discovery. He says, as the virtual world receded, the real world in front of me came into sharper focus.
He created timeless memories. He lived moments personally and privately. Now he plans to make this an annual event.
Could you use a digital detox? It may help you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. A surprising cash cow now lies in a surgical procedure some doctors are employing to treat hyperactivity in children. There's been some evidence that hyperactivity could be caused by a lack of sleep from apnea or a sleep disorder. So doctors are pushing tonsillectomies, or the removal of a child's tonsils, as treatment for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. They say boys with ADHD snore more than other children, and that the tired body may overcompensate by becoming hyperactive. Some 50% of tonsillectomies are done because enlarged tonsils interfere with a child's breathing. But in these scenarios, what's left out is that sleep apnea or other disorders are often caused by obesity. And throat surgery for profit over dealing with a child's diet may not be in the best interest of any child. From the Greeniverse,
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.